Dirty Soapbox. We've taken a small hiatus from the show here, but we're back, and we hope that you'll be tuning in for fresh content on all the latest cybersecurity news. Today, we're going to continue on with one of our short-form episodes, which we call Soap Suds. In Soap Suds episodes, we dive into a current security issue, break it down, and go over some actionable takeaways and lessons learned. I'm your host, Hank Schless, and thank you for joining us today. So right now in sort of early 2023, it's pretty much impossible to read any cybersecurity news without coming across something related to TikTok, especially with everything that's been going on at the government level. And as one of the most widely used social media apps, much less one of the most widely used mobile apps on the planet, TikTok has kind of become an integral piece of the average individual's lineup of social media apps. But let's take a pause. Over the last couple of years, TikTok's data collection practices have been called into question multiple times. And with recent reports of its employees using data to track U.S. journalists, it's become the center of national security conversations here in the United States. Now, there's no doubt that TikTok's ownership by ByteDance, which is based in China, is cause for a concern, as we all know at this point or have learned from the news, that the Chinese government can request data from any organization based there whenever they want. While this might not seem like a big deal to your average everyday consumer, it could pose serious risk on both the private and public sector level for organizations who need to keep their data as well as their customer data protected and private. But let's take a step back here and think about the bigger issue at hand, which is that mobile apps, especially apps that people have on personal devices, represent a huge blind spot when organizations are trying to understand their broader data risk posture. Users don't really think twice when giving an app access to the contacts, maybe the microphone or the camera, or even their location, because at this point, at a personal level, they might just not be too concerned with where that data goes or maybe how it could be leveraged. But from an enterprise or national security perspective, these types of permissions that these apps ask for can represent serious security risk to data and even also to people's standing when it comes to compliance strategies or data laws. Now, as employees expect to be able to use personal devices for work, especially coming out of the pandemic where this kind of became the norm, bring your own device or BYOD has become a device deployment strategy that both government and enterprise organizations embrace more widely than ever before. Now, this inevitably introduces additional risk to these organizations, but this is also where that balance between security and productivity becomes critical. Because in order to ensure that data, devices, and users aren't at risk, organizations need to understand all vectors from which that risk is coming. The thing to keep in mind, though, coming back to TikTok specifically, is that it's far from the only app that communicates with China or is owned by a Chinese entity. In fact, according to the Lookout Security Graph, there are over 9 million apps, domains, URLs that are connected to China through mobile. In addition, many of the data permissions that TikTok asks for are similar to those of pretty much every other social media app. This is why I see the conversation around TikTok as a representation of the greater data risk conversation. In addition, you also have the controversy surrounding another Chinese app called Pinduoduo, which is another wildly popular mobile app and is owned by Chinese entity PDD Holdings. And after initial reports a few weeks ago that versions of the Pinduoduo app that were off store or not offered in Google Play were found to have malicious capabilities that could do things like prevent the user from removing the app from their device, install additional malware in the background, remove other legitimate applications, and maybe even spy on the user, the official on-store version of the app was also removed from Google Play. Now, just days later, it was confirmed that Pinduoduo was knowingly executing this malicious activity, hiring a team of researchers and engineers to discover vulnerabilities in the Android operating system and build exploits that would enable them to increase their revenue by leveraging customer mobile devices against them. The interesting thing here is that PDD Holdings was knowingly carrying out malicious activity against its customers using the Pinduoduo mobile app. So not only do you have to think about the massive risk to your data being posed by apps like TikTok, which aren't necessarily outright malicious, but you also have mobile app developers who are knowingly creating exploits that could be used to compromise an individual device. And as we all know, if any of this data fell into the wrong hands, it could be a serious problem for any public or private sector organization. So what's the key takeaway here? With two wildly popular mobile apps at the forefront of security conversations around the globe, we need to think about how we gain visibility into mobile threats and risk, how we balance employee productivity with company security, and where data is going once a mobile app collects it. iOS and Android devices not only have just as much access to sensitive data as our laptops and desktops at this point, but attackers have countless more ways to leverage them against us in order to do things like swipe credentials, install malware or riskware, and compromise the device at an operating system level to spy on targeted individuals. Historically, I think most people would agree that mobile devices were kind of treated as the second-class citizen when it came to endpoint security strategies, but now that has to change. That's all for today's episode of Soap Suds. I'm your host, Hank Schless. Thanks for listening.